Hey, chayfetz. I want you first to take the chayfetz from my wife. For her der hav lo gita. If the husband spoke this out, when the husband first gave the get to the shliach, he told the shliach, listen, I want you first to get my watch back from her, and then you should give her the get. V'ozal ihu, and now the shliach goes, v'yoyev lo gita. First he goes and gives her a get. For her da shokim in a chayfetz. And then he takes back from her the watch. So here Rabbi Yechanan Poisel boy. Here Rabbi Yechanan says that it's Poisel, even if the first Shliach does this, the get is not a good get. Because the husband was makpid that Ibadavka wanted first, you should take my watch back, and then give her the get, and not the opposite way. And the kol shechein b'shluchoy, and for sure, if the first Shliach appointed a second Shliach, for sure it would not be good. So that's what Rashi explains by what it means to kol shechein b'shluchoy, that for sure the first shliach in this case is not supposed to appoint a second shliach. Because we have to be afraid, maybe the second shliach will not do exactly the way he's supposed to. Because in this case, the husband is very makpid that first they should receive back the watch, and then give over the get. So it's mashmir, if the second shliach would do it that way, maybe it would be kosher. But we have to be afraid that the second shliach won't be so makpid, he'll first give the get, and then get the watch, and that will be possible. So therefore we have to, that's what the Mishnah means to say, you have to be careful when you point the second shliach. For Ashlokish machshe b'shluchai b'chol shchein boy. Ashlokish says, no, nothing doing. The husband is not so makpid. Even though the husband said like this, I want you first to take my watch and then give her a get, Rishkoki says that's the normal way, that's the way he talks. But it doesn't mean it's pedavka that if you change around the order and first you would give her the get and then take back the chayfetz, that doesn't bother the husband that much. That would not be called hakpoda to say the shlichus is bottle. That's the machlokes of Yechonim Rishkokish. When the husband tells the shliach, I want you to first take the chayfetz and then give her the get, is the husband makpid 100%? Only that way and the opposite way. It's no good. Reish Lakish says no. The husband is not so makpid. The husband doesn't care no matter which way it is. Still the get would be a good get. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says like this. So far we had the case if you bring a get in Chutz Loretz, in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be, how may the get from Medina Sayom? If the get is given or sent over from Medina Sayom, Chutz Loretz, that now that at the corner you have to say, before Nechtam, V'cholo, and the Shlich became sick on the way. So the Locher is, Oysa Shlich Bebezdin. It's true, he has a right to appoint another Shlich, but he has to do it now in Bezdin. O Mishalchoi V'yoymel Efneihem before Nechtam, before Nechtam. That the first shliach has to go to Bezdin, and he has to first say in front of Bezdin, before Nechtam. And then he could go and appoint the second shliach. And now the ein shliach achroin sorach shayoymar, before Nechtam. Now when the second shliach gives over the get to the wife, he does not have to say anymore, before Nechtam. Eloymar, all he has to say when he gives over the get is, Shliach Bezdin ani, I'm like a shliach appointed by Bezdin. So we know if Bezdin appointed him, Bezdin did it the right way. And Bezdin would not appoint him to be a shliach unless for sure for the first shliach said before the nechtam. So that's the way it has to be done in Chutz Loretz. That you have to make the second shliach in Bezdin, so Bezdin knows for sure not to let the second one go unless the first one first says, Before the nechtam. Now the Gemara says, Omrule Rabbonin Liavimi Breid Rabavua. That the boy in the name Rabavua, they asked the question from Rabavua. Shliach the Shliach, Meshav Yeshliach Aloy. Could the second Shliach appoint the third one or not? So Rashi says, HaShliach HaShem Yishinas Rabezdin. Like here the question was, the second Shliach here, that was appointed by Bezdin, like, can he go and appoint the third Shliach or not? Omalu, so he answered back, this should not be a question. Me, Diktoni, since our Mishnah says, Ein Hashliach Ha'achroin, it says the last Shliach does not have to say before Nechtov. Why does it say the last? Why doesn't it just say the second one? Mechlav, merits a proof, to Meshav Yishliach, that the second one has the right to point the third, and the third the fourth. That's why the Mishnah goes straight to the point and says, the Achroin, the last Shliach that was appointed, that one, when he gives over the get to the wife, he still does not have to say before an Nechtav, because it was already said before. But that's a Diak Achroin, the last one, that is more than just two. Ela Kiti Boiluchu, when should he ask the question like this? Should he ask like this, Ki Mishav Yishliach Bebezdin, when they appoint a Shliach in Bezdin, or Yafilu Shlei Bebezdin? Like when the second Shliach appoints a third one now, does it only have to be done in Bezdin, or can it even be done Chutz LeBezdin? That's the question. Omru Leif, he answered back to them, Hola mi boilo, this also should not be a doubt to you. Midik Tani, since it says, Ela Oimer Shliach Bezdin Ani, it says that the last one has to say he's a Shliach Bezdin. So Mashma, all of them that are appointed has to be in front of a Bezdin. Because we're talking about Achron means it could be the third or fourth one. See if you're going to tell me now the second one has the right to point the third one outside Bezdin. So why does it say the last one has to say he's a Shliach Bezdin? It's not true. He doesn't have to be a Shliach Bezdin. So that's the proof, no, that even though the second one could appoint a third one, but they have to be appointed in Bezdin. That's why the Mishnah says the last one has to say Shliach Bezdin Ani. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Masni Hochi, he learns his shilas like this, that Omru Lei Rabbonin Li Avimi Brevim Bavua, that the Rabbonin said over to Avimi Brevim Bavua, that Boyim Menei Rabbi Avua, they asked a question from Rabbi Avua, Shliach the Shliach, the second Shliach, Ki Mishav Yishliach, like we know he could appoint a third Shliach, but when he does it, the Bezdin, or Shlei the Bezdin, that was the question right away. When the second one appoints a third one, does it also have to be done in Bezdin, or maybe even outside Bezdin? On this Omalu, they answered back, V'tiboylechu, why don't you ask the question altogether? Imishav Yishliach V'yalma, why don't you ask the first question? Who said, how do you know he has the right to appoint the second one altogether? Or the second one could appoint the third one. Omalu, they answered back, Ho'loikimiboylechu, this we don't have any question. T'tzidam, because our Mishnah says, Ein Ashliach Achroin. It says the Shliach Achroin does not have to say it. Mechlal, it's approved to Shliach Meshav Yishliach, that the second one could appoint the third one. So he said, Ela Kikami Boilon, what is my question? Bebezdin or Shlei Bebezdin. My only question is, when the second one appoints a third or third or fourth, does it have to be done in Bezdin or even outside Bezdin? On this Amalu, he said back to them, if so, you should not have this question either. This also you should not have a question. Tiktonikos, our Mishnah says, Eloimah Shliach Bezdin Ani, says that the last Shliach, the third or fourth one, has to say, I'm a Shliach Bezdin. So we see clearly all of them have to say, I'm a Shliach Bezdin. Omar Rabbi says, Shliach Beretz Yisrael Oyseh Kamishluchen. So far we're talking only about in Chutz Lawrence. Now he adds on and says, even in Eretz Yisrael also, the first Shliach could appoint the second one, the third one, they could appoint a lot of them also. Shliach Beretz Yisrael Oyseh Kamishluchen. Second, third, fourth, they could also appoint a lot of Shluchen. Omar Ravashi, in Eis Rishon, let's say the first Shliach dies though, the original Shliach that the husband gave it over to, if he dies before they get the fifth Shliach, before he gives it over to the wife, Batlu Kulan, all the Shluchen fall away. So Rashi says, because Kesavri, he holds Mikoichei Bo, like the second one is coming to Koyach, the first one. So all of them still come with the Koyach, the power of the first Shliach. So it's only if the first Shliach is still alive. If the first Shliach dies, then all the other Shluchim, Abotel, they cannot give over the get. That's what Rabbah holds. Rav Ashi. This the Gemara says, Omer Mabar Rav Ashi, Hodi Abba, that's that your father said this over, the Katnusahi. He only said it when he was a young boy. In other words, like, we don't hold like this. We can have a kashra on what he said. Ilu Meiz Baal, Midi Mashosh Isbu. In other words, who is it really totally in the husband? The main power here is the husband. If the husband would die, then we understand, does any power exist? Could the shluchim do it? No. So the svar is, kulu mikoyach mankosi, all the shluchim, from whose power do they really go on? Who gives them the power to give over the get? is mikreich the baal kosi. Havada, the main power comes from the husband. The husband is the one that appointed the first shliach. And isa labal, as long as the husband is still alive, is nayin lekulu. Then any shliach now has his power. Because the pshat is the husband gave his power over to the first shliach. When the first shliach appoints the second one, he's given over the husband's power to the second shliach. And the second shliach gives over again the husband's power to the third shliach. And so on. But it's all mikayach nabal. Like the first shliach, he falls away. He's out of the picture. He's not an owner here. The owner is the husband. The husband appointed the first shliach. He gave him the power. When he gives over the power to the second one takes over the power of the husband. But the main thing is, when the husband's alive, everything is good. Leisa labal, if the husband dies, then listening to lekulu, then all the shluchim I agree fall away. But kol zaman the husband is alive, even though the first or second shliach died, it doesn't make a difference. As long as there's still a shliach alive, given over the get is kosher. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara says, who garbed there was a man, the Shoda le Gitla Vesua. He wanted to send a get with the shliach to his wife. Oh, my shliach, so the shliach said back, lo yadana lo, I don't recognize your wife, I don't know who your wife is. Like, how could I be a shliach to give it to her? I don't know who she is. So Omar, his husband told him, zil yoyve li abba barman yumi. Go and give the get to abba barman yumi. The iyu yoda lo, he knows my wife. V'leizel, v'leizel nala, and he'll give it to my wife. So good, so the shliach took the get also, and he went to look for Abba Barman Yumi. V'lo yashkech li Abba Barman Yumi, he couldn't find him. But instead, askecheh the Rab Abba, Rab Avua, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. He found these three Tamechomim. The Yosef of Safraga Bar Nasafu was sitting by them. Omrule, so they said like this, Mosa Miloch Kame Didan. Like they told the shliach, give over your words to us. Tichiyosi Abba Barman Yumi Nesvinolei. That when we meet up with Abba Barman Yumi, we'll give him over this get. Veleza Velesvinolo. And he'll give over the get to her. So the kids, so they told the shliach, appoint us the shliach to give over the get to Minyumi, to Abba Barman Yumi. Is Omulur of Safra said, Voshliach the Nitla Gershinu. Like, how could you do this? The shlichus was not a shlichus to give it over to Gershon. There was this first shliach, his shlichus was not to give the get to the wife. His shlichus was only to give this get over to Abba Barman Yumi, and he was supposed to make the Gershon. Since so, the shlichus that the shlichus is doing is not called the shlichus for Gershon. It's called the shlichus of giving over the paper to Abba Barman Yumi. And this type of a shlich we can't transfer to you. So if Safra had a kasha and his three Tamil Chomim, how could they accept the get? So Mara says, Echsifu, they became a little embarrassed. So Amar Rav, Rav said, Kavchinu Rav Safra l'trosa Rabbanu Samuchi. Rav Safra got them, he made them embarrassed, he caught them. And the Chur, he said, they did the wrong thing. Amar Rav Ashi, said, no, but my Kavchinu, how did Rav Safra win over them? He's wrong like, did the husband say Vidafka to give over the get to Abba Barman Yumi, nobody else? In other words, the husband's main purpose was to get the get to his wife. He doesn't care who the shliach gives it to, as long as the get will eventually get to his wife. So since there's no akpod, it's as if he was made a shliach to give it over to them also. So therefore, these three Tanchachomim did the right thing. And the Ikud the Army sums like this. That Omar Rover said, Kavchino Rav Safra trusted Rabban and Smuchi Betusa. Rover said, no, the Rav Safra's question that he asked in the three Tamir Chomin was a toys that really Rover made a mistake, Rav Safra made a mistake, that they did the right thing. And this Gemara says back, no, Omar Rav Ashi, my Tusa, what was his mistake? In other words, Rav Safra said the right thing. My Komalei, what did the husband tell the shliach? He told the shliach, Abba Barman Yumi V'loyato. He told the shliach, listen, you're telling me you do not know my wife, so you cannot take the get. Therefore, I'm telling you to appoint Abba Barman Yumi. So as if the husband said, V'davka, Abba Barman Yumi should do the shlichus, and not anybody else.
Therefore, according to this Zikr the Amri, when this shliach came in front of this bezin, in front of these three people, when the shliach gave over the get, like to Rabbi Avu, Rabbi Chanina bar Pop, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho, he had no right to, because it's like if her husband was harak podah, that only Abba bar Minyumi should be the shliach and nobody else. Therefore, Safra was right when the Safra told him, like, what are you doing? So in other words, you're not supposed to give over the get. The shliach had no right to give over them the get. The shliach had his tzibur was only to give it over Taba bar Minyumi and nobody else. Nobody else was allowed to give over the shlichus. That was Akpada. Ugar, but there was a man, the shodah legitul besu. He sent the get to his wife. Omalele should have told the shliach, loitaisven alo atlos in yomin. I don't want you to give her the get until wait for 30 days. After 30 days, then give it to her. Is this the goit lost in Yemen? The shliach became an einus in the middle of the 30 days, and he saw he won't be able to give it over to her. So Mosla came with the Rav, he came in front of Rav. Oh my Rav, Rav said, Chola! The Mishnah says that the shliach becomes sick, he could appoint another one. Time am I, what's the reason? Mishum Yonis, because he can't do it. So Hainam Yonis, so you also can't do it. Therefore you have a right to appoint another shliach. Omalai, so he said, Mosla Mila, kindly done, give me over your shlichus, and I'll do it. After 30 days, I'll appoint the shliach to give over the get to her. The yovin alein, the shliach gave it over to him. So Amalei Rabbanu LaRov, the Rabbanu said back to Rav, for a shliach shlo nitin legerishenu, like this shliach cannot be given over, because it wasn't given that the get should be given over now. The get is first supposed to be given over after 30 days. So he thought, like, right now it's not called nitin legerishen, you can't give over the shliach. Mulu, he said back, no. Kiva de la bosa tlos in Yemen. Motzi migarish, since after 30 days, the shliach has the right to give over the get to his wife, ke shliach shenitin legarishenu. It's considered like he has the power to be migarish his wife. So therefore, this is a good shlichus, to be migarish the wife. He has the get in his hand. It's not stam called mili. It's called he has the get now. So this get he's allowed to give over to another shliach, to give it over to his wife after 30 days. The Gemara asks, though, V'lech Hashem HaPayas, why are we afraid maybe the husband made up with his wife? Mila Tana, didn't we learn? Mayach Shivin Leibosim Mikan Vadiyid Beis Chodesh, if the husband tells the shliach to give a get to my wife, from now or within 12 months. So he says, Umeis Patev Yud, if the husband died within the 12 months, Harei Zaget, the get's a good get. Now, Vavinambo, we say like this, because he says, Miyachshiv, he said, the husband's like this, I'm giving a get to my wife now, that if I don't return within 12 months, the get should be good from right now. So if the husband dies, so for sure he's not going to return anymore, therefore the get is good right now. The Abinabo, we had a question over there, Benechish, why aren't we afraid, Shema Pius, maybe in between the husband made up with his wife, and he doesn't want the get to be good anymore. The Yama Rabba Babahuna, or Hoki Yama Abba, Mori Mishmei Derav, the Yoima, when the husband said, Nemena Salai Loimar Shalai Bossi. That he said what? That she's never to say that I did not come back. So that's the only case. Then we're not afraid to say that they made up. So Mara says, Ichsa. So now a case talk, he got embarrassed. If the husband did not say like that, we don't see the husband really means to give a get, then we have to be afraid. So if so, in our case here, the get should not be good. The Gemara says, "L'sayfik loy mils." At the end, it came out the arus heve. All it was only erison, and by erison, them were not afraid. They made up. It's only by nesuyin and Amar Rava. If Rama be nesuyin, Yerma be arusa. If we said by nesuyin when they live together, then we're afraid maybe they'll make up again. But if they only had kedushin, they didn't live together, then for sure we're not afraid they'll make up again. Amar Rava, how vadikamibodim? This for sure is a good question. That he mishaviyah bezdin.